Prince uses the word knowledge in the same sense that Paul uses wisdom, and we use, with equal equivalence, power. The Plato's tribesmen, who use as the excuse for their crimes, just as Paul says, that they seek knowledge infinite. The rationalization for totalitarianism of whatever flavor across the class ages, the ages of rule, of false authority. When Paul says that each one of us contributes his or her piece, quote, who then is Paul, who Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. That's Proudhon's message, and it's a powerful one. It's one we all resonate with. This is not about religion. This is about the truth. Truth is finally coming out, which is why they, the Plato's tribesmen, are bombarding us with so many lies. I hesitate to suggest that it's only now that there are so many, as they started out with so many lies. How does this extend our lessons from the dismantlement of the Occupy movement? Our lessons that authentic resistance is infiltrated by the state to the max, and that the state possesses EMF weapons to isolate, demoralize, and eliminate us. The murder of Prince, our last prophet of love, spokesman, an activist for the love evolution, teaches us that behind these methods lies power's key obsession, defeating Paul's and Jesus' teachings on how to disarm the global statesmen, and their obsession with blocking our coming together to refresh our minds and plan the alternative. The murder of Prince. Our lessons from the harassment, torture, and murder of Prince, and how the Plato's tribesmen dismantled the Occupy movement, teach we who separate to the truth, to love, that our global critical mass must be digital at first, and that we must let Paul's guidance unite us and keep from us the hate, the state within and without, the agents, conscious and not. What is the opposite of the global state? The alternative on which I'm hoping more and more of us are becoming more and more clear, so that we can show our brothers and sisters. What is the alternative to the state? Love, taking care of each other. There is abundance. Of scarcity, there never has been. The state creates it to keep us separate and to keep us working for them. It is the excuse the power in lust use to justify their existence. So, why are these points not discussions among us? We read Paul and think, yes, this is what we want, love and joy to exist between us. We hear Goering's almost last words and think, yes, he's right. The people never want war. War is always caused by the statesmen. They are 10,000. We 7 billion. If what we want is peace and good fellowship, why don't we have it? Where is that discussion? Defeating Paul is critical to the Plato's tribesmen. Essential to them is getting those who want to end rule to think Paul's teachings is not what's needed. Rigid, religious, Puritan, obsessive. So they make certain we'd hear him so. I.e., they make certain there's no broad discussion of him, when what could be more important? One example of this framing of Paul is what they did with Paul's writing on fornication, sexual intercourse between people not married to each other, combining the preaching of it with angry looks and much fist pounding in order to plant in us the seeds of fear of the state, false authority, while negating Paul simultaneously. Shame, a form of fear, was made a key means of defeating Jesus and Paul and of causing us to relinquish our power, the power of our true self, and so a key means of controlling us. We are implicitly taught on the left by the preponderant media examples of it that practical application of the teachings of Jesus and Paul cause feelings of shame for being what we are, sexual beings, which in our current era has meant that many turn away from them because there's no context for reading them as political guidance, profoundly important, but requiring thoughtful study to grasp what's being said, its context, and to whom their words were addressed. Freedom fighters confronting the global state, the totalitarianism of class, the Plato's tribesmen. Prince is precisely the voice of gentle, authentic authority equal to meet this challenge. Frame the needed reply. And I suspect that Paul is attempting in his writing that condemns fornication to address what we're now seeing is a class age-old tactic of using on heterosexuals, women, and teenage girls as agents, bait to play the temptress, as we're witnessing today, seems always to have accomplished their aims. Perhaps now we're enough awake as to not be so easily manipulated.